Blog Talk Radio.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireza. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now, back. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Wow. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Wednesday, so we'll have Amanda joining us here momentarily. And if you want to be a part of the show, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1, and I will bring you into the conversation. All right, so let's go ahead and bring Amanda in here. And Vito wants to get started early, so give us a few minutes to start the show, Vito, and I'll bring you in here in a little bit. Anyway, let's go ahead and say hi to Amanda real quick here.
Hey, happy, wonderful Wednesday evening. Hopefully it was a bright, happy, sunny day for you as well.
I think it was. For the most part, it was pretty windy, but it was all right.
Nice. Do you also get the big dust storms that we have here in St. George?
Maybe not, because we have a lot more houses than you, so it blocks a lot of that.
That makes sense. Maybe
if I was in a more remote part of town, but since I'm pretty much in the middle of a big area, that I don't get to witness that.
That makes sense. Yeah, when the wind kicks up, especially as things start to dry out again after all the rain we had, it is very common to be driving down the road. I leave my windows down most often when it's warm, so I have to hurry and roll my windows up and not have to breathe it in directly. But other than that, it was fairly clear. I didn't see a ton of chemtrails today, which is always a reason to celebrate.
That's true. But yeah, when it's windy, I drive a convertible, and I don't like to drive my convertible when it's windy like that. And nobody should get excited. I'm not rolling around in a Lambo or anything. I have a 2001 Chrysler Sebring convertible with over 48,000 miles on it. So it's old.
Wow.
It's not worth a lot, but it does the job.
You said it only has about 48,000 miles? That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, my nephew is going to buy it from me next week.
Wow, awesome. I'm sure he'll get a lot of good use out of it.
Yeah, he should get another 40,000 to 50,000 miles out of it before it starts having problems.
No doubt. That's pretty great. And he is your nephew still in high school? He's graduated, right? He's not a minor anymore, correct?
He is 18, and he's homeschooling for his final year.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. He's done. I remembered that he was homeschooling, but I couldn't remember where he was in that. So, well, good for him.
Yeah, so what's new with you? Anything exciting?
Oh, well, it's our last week. Well, actually, next week. I have one class to teach at the college, and then we're off for summer break. And it's perfect timing. It's been pretty busy for me and my business, which is nice. But at the same time, I have loved my classes this year at the college. I've had some really amazing students, and it's been really great to see these people take they take it serious. Okay, not everybody, but for the most part, they take it pretty seriously. So we're going to celebrate with a sound bath on Tuesday, our last day.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that because pretty soon my son and daughter-in-law will be here with the kids, and they're going to be living in my son Lance. You met my son Lance. They're going to be living in his apartment while he's away for summer sales. So it's going to be a very eventful summer for sure. So, yes, planning for all the things because I'm going to have the kids quite a bit. I'm teaching a summer school program this year. We're doing it in two sessions, so I'm preparing for that. I've got lots of things I need to do for that. And then we're going to Northern Utah this weekend to see family. So that's all my special events. That's everything that's going on personal to me. How are you doing with your healing?
Well, there's a, and I don't think it's going to happen. The doctor said there's an outside chance that this Saturday my wrap could come off, but I'm expecting 2 or 3 weeks.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. Is he already saying this is one of the fastest healings I've ever seen?
Yes.
Yeah. We knew you'd blow his mind. That's great, though. Even if you don't get it off, at least you know you are sailing through your healing process.
Yeah. Yeah, I dodged some bullets for sure, but it could have been worse. Fortunately, I know a few things about vitamins.
Yes, you do. And you proved that to the doctors and those in who were in charge of your care with the issue. You showed them what can be done.
Yeah, there's not one person except for me that thought I could heal, and even I thought it would take me 4 to 6 months to heal.
Huh. Wow, well done.
So at some point I do want to get into what took place with a congressional meeting with the, I don't know if you call him the border czar, I guess, the Mayorkas.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty funny watching him get grilled by everybody, and he, when he lies under oath and it's perfect, he thinks it's perfectly okay, and people call him out on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Marjorie Taylor Greene said something about Eric Swallowswell's affair with Fang Fang, and he said that was a lie, that never happened, even though every newspaper in America talked about it, even Democrat newspapers talked about it, but all of a sudden that's a lie.
Hmm. Of course.
Let's see what Vito has to say. He's in a truck, so I don't like to keep truckers too long in case they have to stop somewhere.
Understood.
What's up? What's up, Proof? How are you? Hi, Amanda. How's everything? Listen, today with the did you hear about the IRS whistleblower today?
No.
Yeah, well, there is a senior investigator, a career guy, supervisor in the IRS who has gone to the AG, what's his name?
Merrick Garland.
Garland. He's gone to Ray, and he went to a third person to basically tell him, Hunter Biden is committing fraud, laundering money, doing all this stuff. We have the proof, and they're ignoring him. But meanwhile, we have them pushing this bullcrap January 6th nonsense that was nothing, and yet they have everything they need to lock up Hunter Biden, and that trail will lead right to Daddy, and you know they're not going to touch it.
Yeah, so what's going to happen with this whistleblower?
Don't know. He's asking for whistle. He will already seek. He already has a private attorney that deals in these types of cases, and he's going to Congress. His name is out there. All right. He just went to Congress. He's asking for whistleblower status because this is enough is enough. All right. They're protecting this. They're saying that listen, Hunter Biden is if that man is that intelligent, then you know what? Then I am Albert Einstein and Enrico Fermi wrapped up into one. All right? And there's no way that dude had his father's influence with China China bought him out. Biden has been corrupted or compromised, as they say, and we're doing nothing. And yet we're discussing this thing with Mayorkas about the border. The border should have been closed. It's not closed. Congress should be able to do something about it, and they're not. So this is all, I don't know if this is a scam they're pulling on us or what, but something is going on, and they got to do something about this because we're on one knee right now, and we're going to be brought down to our second knee soon. And this is all the communists doing. And you got Mayorkas. You have there's also this teacher, the one that's in charge of the Secretary of Education. He was asked to define what a woman is, and he doesn't want to get his priority is gender, being gender neutral, gender inclusivity, whatever. You know, he doesn't even put education first. He's putting everything else first. Education comes second or third or fourth or fifth or whatever. I mean, today was just craziness today. And nothing's going to be done with Hunter Biden. I'm telling you right now, nothing's going to be done. They also have intel that Fauci lied for sure now. They're 1% he lied. That the NIH is saying that we funded gain of research for this COVID stuff. They're finally admitting it or something to that effect.
But then Dr. People need to go to jail. Everybody is admitting they funded it, but Dr. Frawdy is still saying he didn't fund it.
Yeah, of course I'm telling you, I didn't fund it. This was a bat. Some Asian guy had sex with a bat. And COVID spread that way, yeah. All right, whatever. You know, it's just...
But Dr. Frawdy is doing speaking engagements regarding how he's going to do the gain of function, and he says gain of function. So are they trying to say that this is a video made by ChatGPT?
That's a good one. That's interesting.
I mean, what else are they going to say? They can't say it didn't happen.
No, but he's insisting that it's not, though. He is insisting that it isn't, and it's just getting
everybody's lying
crazier
him.
And crazier.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and now they announced today, the CDC, I believe the CDC announced today, that seniors... There's a new strain of COVID out there, and seniors that have compromised immune systems should take the newest COVID vaccine version or whatever the hell it is now.
Right. Well, for those that don't know, they pulled the Pfizer and the Moderna gene therapies. But don't worry, these gene therapy makers are not going to go home broke. They have a new gene therapy that they're going to put out.
They made their money proof. They all made their money. They made their money hand over fist over hand over fist.
Mm-hmm.
They made their money, and now...
But that's why they wanted to get rid of the old stuff, because they could say, well... The old stuff, that didn't work. This new one is going to work because...
This new one's going to absolutely work. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, because...
Yes,
yeah,
sure.
they're not getting any more people to come up and say, you know what, now's a good time for me to get that gene therapy. So they had to throw the old ones out. They ran their course. They spent their time on Casey Kasem's American Top 40, and like every other song... It eventually falls off the charts, and then they have to have a brand new song to put out there.
People need to go to jail. All right, people went in front of Congress and lied. I mean, they lied, but yet they were pushing this baloney with Donald Trump stirring up the crowd on January 6th when it did not happen. Did not do it.
We're still trying to understand the truth with this. But there's rumor that they started putting the mRNA into the foods in 2018 and didn't tell anybody before the gene therapies were even put out there. So I was trying to get a hold of Tom Renz to see if he'll come on, but he said he uncovered that.
Wow. Let me ask you, do you know if you cook this gene-edited food, will it kill that or no?
I wouldn't know. I haven't delved that much into it.
Only someone that's a scientist would be able to tell us. Well, if they put this stuff
I'm not a biologist. I know what a woman is, but I'm not a biologist.
Yeah. You know, and someone made an interesting point today. Says, you know, that there are a lot of men who failed in sports and transitioned over to women, to playing women's sports, and they're dominating, but not a single woman that transitioned over to men is playing in a man's sport because they can't.
Hey, did you hear the new thing? That there's, and I don't know if you heard about this, Amanda, but now the guys that are in the women's sports, they're complaining about people like Riley Gaines who are saying that they shouldn't compete with women. The trans people
Absolutely.
Are now saying that women should not be in those athletic events. It should only be trans people. The women should get their own sport.
You know, that's very interesting. As a woman, I would find that quite offensive considering that's women's sport. But, you know, there is something called the Special Olympics that is dedicated to people who have certain handicaps. I'm wondering if
that's
now
true.
Is the time to create...
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Let them compete in the Special Olympics. Yeah, create... I mean, there are a new class of people now. This is the craziness of this all. You know, we're treating them like they are a protected class, a novel protected class of people, and they're not. They're mentally ill.
Yeah, but not only are they mentally ill, they're being paid to be mentally ill.
Yeah. You know, I think that they're really going to push Biden out proof with this. I firmly believe it. He's on vacation in Ireland. That's exactly what he's doing. All right? And, you know, our country's falling to crap here. It's done. We're done here, proof. We are done here. We're almost finished in America. The things that they're doing, it's, you know, they're pushing this trans agenda. Pedophilia is next. I'm telling you right now, they're going to go after the kids next. They're going to want to have sex with children.
Well, every place in the Western world is decriminalizing it. They're not even making it a misdemeanor. They're just making it legal.
And let me tell you, my friend Ralph, whose mother and father were both in Auschwitz, but the mother was experimented on, she told him that they were doing experiments. They were trying to see if they could regender a person, or trans, I guess. You know, they were trying, obviously we know they were trying to create the perfect human being, but they were doing all sorts of experiment. They were cutting genitals off of people, he said. They were trying to make men boys girls and girls boys. It was just nutty.
Right.
And look at what we have today. Look at what's going on today. And meanwhile, China is getting ready. An inspector general came out and said that that we have been given Afghanistan since we left, since the U.S. bailed out of Afghanistan overnight, we have sent them $8 billion, all right, to the Afghan government, and every penny has gone to the Taliban.
Well, that makes sense.
So, you know, the media is not going to report that. going to report nothing. They're just going to report on an 85-year-old man who, you know, he shot a black kid that came through his door. Yeah, that was wrong. I mean, the guy's scared. You know, I understand it. You know, given the atmosphere today with all that this media's pushing, all this violence and stuff that we're seeing, you know, how can people not be scared? But you still got to be made to answer out what happened. He shouldn't have shot the kid. The kid didn't threaten him or do anything wrong. So, you know, but the media is reporting on that, but not the Hunter Biden. I mean, they said he's money laundering. He was money laundering. And it's like $30 million, I believe, that they've gotten so far from the Chinese government.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Korea politician. Yeah. It's so liberal. But Joe Biden's doing a great job. Yeah, he's doing a wonderful job. Wonderful job he's doing. And he's not even the president. I'm telling you right now. It's Obama doing it. And as each day passes, the more I believe what you're saying, they're going to roll out Big Mike. You watch. They're going to roll him out. Because they're not going to be either they're going to kill Trump or they're going to roll out Big Mike, and that's it. And that's what's going to happen, and we're going to have 16 years of Obama as president, and that's all he needs to destroy us. You know, I wish that they had a time machine where we could go back in time. I swear to God, I'd kill Alinsky, I would kill Marx, I would kill Engel, I would kill their parents to make sure that they never produce. But this is we're done. I think we are done. You know, they don't want DeSantis to run anymore. They're trying to push him down, the GOP. Yeah, Trump is the guy. Trump is proven. You know, go with it. You know, go with the man. The man did what he was supposed to, did what he, you know, did a great job as president, you know, given all the, you know, all the resistance he was getting. And he admitted he picked the wrong people, you know, to be in his cabinet or whatever. And,
yeah.
You know, now what? You know, now what? These people need to go to jail, but they're not. They want jail for us, the dissidents, the terrorists. We are the terrorists. I am a terrorist, according to my government. It just doesn't make sense, man. It doesn't make sense. They're killing us all, man. That's what they want to do.
Yeah, but half of America is okay with it, at least.
Yeah, proof. They love it. They love this. You know, they love this. You know, it's all about, you know, and they go DEI this, because I asked the V the other day, what is DEI? They're coming out with new terms. Now it's diversity, equity, and inclusivity. And I said, that's not DEI, D-I-E, it's die, I put down. I don't put DEI. I put down D-I-E, die, death. Hell with them. That's what they're about. They'd rather do this diversity, equity, and inclusivity bullcrap over educating kids. And I'm telling people, put your kids in private school. Put your children in private school. There's nothing but morons are starting to come out now out of schools now. All morons now. But we shall see. You know, we shall see what's going to happen in another year? Year and a half?
Yeah, we got a year and a half if we can make it.
You know, they're talking about pushing this election. This Trump trial stuff that's going on in New York, past Election Day. So they're going to, and you know they're going to be morons. Well, you know, Trump might go to jail, so why would I vote for him? You know, come on. You don't see it's all a farce that's going on?
Yeah, like Brandon would
apparently,
go to jail.
Yeah, well, he's not proof. I'm telling you right now, they are not going to touch him.
Oh, no,
right?
Of course
he
not.
Deserves,
that would mean that the Pandora's box opens and all of them would get in
absolutely.
Trouble.
Yeah, my son sent me a message. Yeah, they got a whistleblower in the IRS. I said, and nothing's going to happen, I said to him, because all roads lead to daddy. That's it. Nothing's going to go down with this. You know, but Joe Biden needs to be put in front of a firing squad. I'll pay for the blindfold. I'll pay for the cigarette. I'll pay for the rope that ties his hands to the pole, whatever. I'll pay for the bullets, too. He needs to be put in front of a firing squad. What he has done is treasonous. There is still no excuse as to why we pulled out of Afghanistan the way we did. And they were blaming it on Trump. It's all Trump's fault we pulled out of Afghanistan.
Why is it that he's getting paid by China? That should be treason all by itself.
Yes, he's been compromised. Well, yeah, absolutely. I'm telling you right now, that air base, and that's China's air base. I guarantee you China's on that air base right now. I'll bet money on it. I will bet money that China now is in that base. And we left so much equipment there. They didn't even take that equipment back, nothing. And they're saying that there's a few thousand American citizens trapped in Afghanistan. Biden said, we got them all out. We got them all out safely. Where?
Well, if they don't vote Democrat, they don't count as citizens.
No. No. No, this is true.
So, Amanda, you ready for this week's episode?
Yeah, I can pull up Facebook now.
Okay.
Oh, what the heck? I'm kicked off Facebook?
Oh, well, I sent you the link.
Okay, I have to sign back in.
So while we're waiting for you, so Vito, so what's up with this China police surveillance being found out about New York City?
Okay, you know, this is another issue. I know that it was mentioned in the past that China has a police station in Chinatown. Okay, these guys were nothing but spies, fool. Plain and simple. China has their agents on U.S. soil spying on us. They may have been in Chinatown, but I guarantee you they were doing other things in the city. You know, they couldn't lock anybody up. I mean, what purpose did they serve you other than spy for the Chinese government? The fact that they even allowed that here is crazy. And now, another thing that they're talking about, they got a rush of people coming up through Mexico, illegals, and they're saying there's a lot of Asian people coming through also. So how many of those are Chinese? And they're not coming here, to find a better life. They've been dumped here by the Chinese.
Oh, they're finding a better life.
That's
all
exactly.
Right.
You know, they've been dumped here. We have Joe Biden should be in front of a firing squad, man. That's it. Enough. Enough.
So
and I watched the movie.
There's
a movie called Cocaine Cowboys.
Yes.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
You got to watch that movie, Cocaine Cowboy. Biden, it's a documentary on the in Florida, with all the drug problem that they had in the 80s, right after Carter brought all the Cubans in when he allowed them in. And Biden is in there, and you're watching him. He's talking, spewing his nonsense. And I say to myself, that dude definitely profited off of that, off of whatever was going on in Florida. Guaranteed he profited off of it. Or at least he honed his skills down, you know, with what went on with Florida, with the cocaine. You know,
right.
They got nothing is being done. Nothing is being done in our country. Nothing. But they're going to hire 80,000 IRS agents, all armed. That's an army right there.
Yeah.
That's an army right there. And Janet Yellen said that those agents that they're going to be hiring are going to claw back about $7 trillion in unpaid taxes.
I
can only imagine the tactics they're going
to
use.
There's no way that they'd be able to pull that much money back.
They're going to, I'm telling you right now, they're going to be armed. They're going to be pulling all the tactics they're going to use. We're going to have congressional hearings to try to find out what's going on here. How did this happen? I mean, how did this happen? You know how this happened? They gave them unlimited power. They they're still doing it while the congressional hearings are going on. I'm going to say this now in case I'm dead. That's all. Bye then.
But $7 trillion, that's what? I'm trying to remember what the gross domestic product even is.
I have no idea. But they're going to, I'm telling you right now, they're going to go after the waiters, the waitresses, all the service people who work off of tips. The parking lot attendants, anyone that gets tips, they're going to go after them. But they're saying it's for the rich people.
Well,
why I keep saying, it's only for the rich. Yeah, the ones who work.
Yeah, I don't think they're.
I
don't think
you're
going to pull $7 trillion out of waiters and hairdressers.
They're going to try, I'm telling you right now, they are going to try.
They're going to try. Amanda, you almost ready?
Yeah, I just had to log in on my phone. Okay. I am kicked off on my computer for some reason.
Okay.
So I'm
on
here,
though. I'll go ahead and count down.
Okay.
All right. Hold on here. I had the wrong clip up here. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to go ahead and listen to some Broccoli and the Wiretap. This is Consent.
Hold it right there, green dude. You are hereby coming with me, sir.
What now, wiretap? I already told you. I am not showing you my kumquats.
I disagree, sir. But we will deal with it later. But for now, you have arrested too many people who are getting with minors, sir. The United Nations has get rid of the sexual age of consent. Now anyone at any age can get their freak on with any one person that demands sex with them, sir. We are now detaining anyone who arrested these people with no reason, sir.
What kind of sick perverts will approve this mess? I already knew this from you.
Gee, globalist said he does not care who we deal with. As long as we eradicate the 99% dolts that are the lemmings of society.
We are not accepting this.
You are going to accept this. Now let's get you to that FEMA camp that does not exist.
No. Make me.
That was the wrong choice of words, is green dude. You keep stepping in it, just for that outburst, You are now going to force me to run my hands through your long flowing mane. Then I need to see if your carpet matches the drapes on your person. So you are now required to place your dungarees and that blouse right here on the ground next to my person. For all we know, you might be hiding some handguns, some nunchucks, or some vitamin C inside your junk.
I only have lemonade inside my junk. And only enough for one glass.
Not funny, green dude. Not even a little bit. Just for that I need to grapple with your eye of the tiger. Right here, right now.
Do what?
It's the eye of the tiger. It's the thrill of the fight. Rising up to the challenge of our rival. And the last known survivor stalks his prey in the night. And he's watching us all. With the eye of the tiger.
Please tell me that did not just happen.
It just happened, green dude. Now let us get some Bud Lights in the Dylan Milvanet can. Show our junks to the kindergarteners at Drag Queen Story Time, and go meet G. Lobalist for a spot of tea and spotted dick. My favorite dessert ever is spotted dick.
I think the whole world knew that.
Everyone might know that. But did you know, you can save 15% or more on your insurance by switching to that gecko on the TV, sir?
Anyway, I would never drink Bud Light. I stay away from woke companies.
I feel sorry for you, green dude. I only support woke companies. Looks like you need to support our GMO mega corporations so we can root out all the small farmers. You do know Bill Gates owns the most farmland in the United States for a reason. Right, green dude?
You can take that GMO food and shove it up your...
That was an unacceptable conversation, sir. Just for that I am going to give you a COVID gene therapy and an COVID anal swab. While you remove your underoos and your blouse, I need you to present me with that hole in said buttock so I can check to verify if you have any strain of COVID, sir.
You do realize that Brandon signed off ending the COVID emergency in April 20th, 23, right?
Brandon does not run a policy, sir. We are just waiting for Governor Grossom or Michael Robinson Obama to take over as president. Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady. Why are you something that cares laughing?
Only fools like Brandon. Most of the world knows that the globalists are trying to kill off the world.
Which is why we are placing you under arrest. You need to zip it? Zip it good. When a problem comes around, you need to zip it?
Hey everyone. Stop getting programmed by watching the smell of vision. All those stations are owned by globalists. You need to watch real news. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to know about. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Also check out the show schedule so you can find all the other shows to listen to. freedomizerradio.com.
You take back every single syllable of that horrendous outburst, green dude. You 99% are nothing but fools and useless eaters. You need to watch all the drag queens on the TV diddling childrens. You also need to be watching Pale Ing with the Stars and also drink Bud Light. It is not fair that you out there stop drinking your beers just because we need all of you to become woke Democrat libtards. We are coming for all those childrens and there is nothing you can do about it.
All right, so that's over.
Hey, Proof, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Did the CEO of Anheuser-Busch actually agree with the tranny stuff going on?
He allegedly apologized and said that they didn't sign off on said advertisement. So
wow.
He's trying
wow.
to walk it back.
Wow. Well, good luck on that.
I think the damage is done too. And keep in mind, one thing that marketing person said is true in the sense that the youth really are not drinking beer like the previous generations did. Beer just isn't a big thing anymore.
Yeah.
So I think
they're not into the beer thing.
They got caught getting rid of their base to try and build a new one, and they thought that they could bridge the gap. They thought that nobody would care about Dylan Mulvaney.
But the thing is, they claim that 2% of the population is trans. They're actually coming out with that figure, and I don't see how that's possible. 2%? Come on.
Maybe 2%
of the American
San Francisco.
Population. Yeah. It's just lunacy, man. Lunacy. That's all it is now. That's all it is. Now, and I tell people, well, be careful. Be careful what you're doing. And, I was talking to another guy that was talking to a trucker today, and he's saying this stuff is going to, everything's going to hit the fan soon here. And these people are not even prepared for it.
I don't think either side is prepared for it.
No. For the most part, no. No, for the most part, they're not.
Well, the thing is that people that are these radical leftists, they somehow think that they can go up to all these people that own guns and fight them because they feel that nobody's going to fight back. Everybody's going to be too scared to fight them.
Yeah. Okay. Watch. Today is the anniversary of Lexington and Concord, the shot heard around the world. That's the day when the colonial people attacked the British government with their assault weapons.
Mm-hmm. Well, tomorrow is what, Hitler's birthday?
Is it tomorrow?
April 20th, right?
Oh, shit. Yes, it is. I believe you're right.
So, it's funny that these people are devout communists, and I'm sure somebody will praise him, but at the same time, they don't want you being communist, but Hitler was good somehow.
Proof, I've said it once, and I'll say it again. If the name Adolf Hitler is on a ballot, as a Democrat, there are people, and I'll even go, there are Democrats, and I'll even say there are nutty Jewish people who would vote for him because he's Democrat.
Right. And while we got to vote for him, the other option is Trump.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. True.
Yeah.
True, Proof. Very true. Get this.
So, Amanda, you're still here, right?
Yeah. Yep, I'm listening.
So, this is This is 53 seconds. I want to hear this. This is Biden's education secretary.
I only saw the transcript. I can only imagine what he was saying.
All right, I know I grabbed the audio. I'm playing it. I don't know where it went. Well, it's 53 seconds. I'm just going to let it go for a little bit longer here. I don't know what happened. Well, I didn't mean to have a moment of silence.
Well, it happens.
Well, I'll go right to the source then. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
All right, I'll just play it right off here.
Can you please tell me, or can you please define for me, what is a woman? Our folks at the department provide equal access to students, including students who are LGBTQ, access free from discrimination. Is that, so what's the definition of a woman? You haven't given me that. You haven't answered my question. I think that's almost secondary to the important role that I have as Secretary of Education. My question is not secondary. My question is very simple. What is the what does HHS say the definition of a woman is? I lead the Department of Education, and my job is to make sure that all students have access to public education, which includes co-curricular activities. And I think you highlighted pretty well the importance of Title IX in giving students equal access, whether it's scholarship and facilities.
Okay, so you're not
going to
answer my question.
Well.
Yeah, so this...
He puts
that
ahead of education. Just so you know, that is his priority, not educating children. Not educating children, folks.
So, can you please...
That's how sick things have gotten. That's how sick things have gotten, folks.
Oh, my God.
That's how sick things have gotten.
So did you guys hear about the guy that tried to take his dog to the vet and get a gender reassignment surgery?
Get the hell out of here now!
What? You got to be kidding me.
You think I'm kidding?
Come on, Proof. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Come on, man. Really?
You think I'm kidding? Okay, I'm loading it up right now.
I don't think you're kidding, but it's just, what else are they going to think of?
I'm waiting for someone to have a cattail surgically put on their person.
Huh.
So they could be known as a feline.
Crazy, man. It is just crazier and crazier and crazier.
But if that one dude that wants to say and identify as a 2-year-old and wear diapers all day and crap his pants, I don't think that if that person wants to buy alcohol, I believe that the age of 21 should apply. So if he wants to permanently be 2 years old, he'll never drink.
Good, and he should never work.
Right.
He should never be allowed to work, and no welfare, nothing. We'll live at home with your mother.
But my mom's dead.
Let's go ahead and listen to the transitioning dog.
We want to do like a gender transition to the main female. But we don't want to neuter him. They want to gender transition their dog. They take them into a vet clinic. They want to turn their boy dog into a girl dog, and the clinic doesn't know what the hell to do. Welcome back to the JP Reacts channel, my beautiful freedom-loving friend, where we like to call out the lies, hypocrisy, and corruption of tyrants, shine the light of awareness on woke absurdities, and highlight the amazing work of other freedom fighters. Now, in this case, we're kind of doing a little bit of all of the above. This video clip, we're going to watch the whole thing. It is hilarious. This is from the Nelk Boys. Kyle and Steve Will Do It. They have their dog in a regular veterinary clinic. They're like just innocently, obviously trolling, but innocently saying, we want to turn our boy dog into a girl. Can you help us? The vet clinic. They refuse to just say how absurd that is, but they're also, you could tell, like, they know it's absurd. They can't do it. They don't want to do it. Now, the funniest thing about this whole video is people actually do this with human children. And instead of a clinic saying, like, hey, you guys are nuts, like, just get out of here. Like, we can't do that. Get out of here. Get off our property. The human clinics say, come on in. Do you have your checkbook? Okay, great. Come on in. This will all be permanent, reversible anytime you want, but super permanent as well. So get the machete ready. Now, before we watch this clip, I have to say one of the reasons why I love this so much, first off, it's brilliant. It wonderfully shines a light of awareness on woke absurdities. And the second part is, like, I've had this idea to do, but hats off to them. They obviously did it first, and they probably executed it better than I would. So it's a joy to watch this with you. Let's take a look.
So you wanted to do, like, a gender transition to the main female. But we don't want to neuter. We're just filming a documentary for his transition.
No, who would do a documentary on their dog's transition? These guys. He calls them a transphobic for not doing gender transition surgeries on dogs, which technically, if we're like subscribed to the 1984 rule book, absolutely that's transphobic. We got to shut this veterinary clinic down. All they're doing is making sick animals well and saving lives. They are doing nothing to perpetuate the internal truth of dogs that we have to guess at. Got to put an end to these fascists.
Let me explain to you. So basically,
Now, let me explain it to you. Like, obviously, you can do it if we just explain what we're after. The veterinary guy, he seems like he's the owner of the clinic. He's just so uncomfortable. He gets kind of pissed.
But every time if we put a tutu in front of him, he'll put it on right away. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't. She just crossed the line.
I wouldn't call that behavior, though. So you're saying gender identity is behavioralism?
No. Not one of these.
You're saying gender identity is behavioralism? And then she backpedals, like, no. No, that's all it is. There's no biology. It's just behavioralism. That's all it is. Lady, it would be okay to say yes. That's exactly what I call this. It's funnier when she backpedals and doesn't feel like she can actually convey objective truth because she feels intimidated by the woke, vicious mindset that she thinks these guys have.
This is my property. I like to leave the property. Okay, I'm going to start you for trespassing if you continue to
say so we can't do a gender
transition. I'm going to leave the problem.
I'm reporting this to the LGBTQ plus minus 2.
Where are they
LGBTQ plus minus 2 Association of America. He's reporting it. Okay, well, that's the video. Hats off to the Nelk Boys. I don't watch all their content. I've seen some of it. They put out a really cool interview with President Trump. It certainly got taken off YouTube. They've interviewed Elon. But to me, this is my favorite piece of work I've seen the Nelk Boys do. So hats off. This deserves a Nobel Peace Prize in objective reality and common sense. I hope you loved watching it with me, Freedom Lover. But before you go, I want to thank the sponsor of today's video to help support this channel.
All right. So just in case you guys thought I was lying.
It's crazy, man.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I am a little bit... I did have to scrape my jaw off the floor. That is right up there with the craziest thing I've heard all day.
Sorry, I'm looking for something real quick to see if I have a file. No, maybe I got it yesterday. All right, maybe I don't. All right, I thought I had something I was going to say sounded even funnier, but I don't have it up yet. Oh, there it is. Okay, I can upload it right now. Did you guys hear about the Saturday Night Live sketch from this past weekend?
I heard something. I heard it mentioned, but I don't know the whole thing about it.
Yeah, so they were discussing trans rights, and of course they have a quote-unquote non-binary character or actor, actress, person.
Right.
And they did the weekend update as a place to promote trans rights for kids.
Yeah.
At midnight. Yeah, like all these 7-year-olds are watching Saturday Night Live at midnight.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't remember the first year I was watching Saturday Night Live. I might have been 13 or 14 or something like that. But I know that 3-year-olds are not going to understand this.
Mm-mm. No. And they're going to corrupt them as much as they can.
Well, yeah, because...
Wasn't it Saturday Night...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, wasn't it Saturday Night Live that had the unsure of their sexuality character named Pat? I remember.
Oh yeah, that was like
Pat.
30-something years ago. Yeah, that's widely offensive now. But go ahead, Vito, you had a question?
Dick World.
Lon Michaels, does he still run the show there or no?
I don't know.
Well, whoever the creator is.
It's been a long time since I even thought about watching Saturday Night Live.
Insanity, man.
I can't even say this century so far I've watched Saturday Night Live once. I can't say that.
This is, yeah, I honest to God... I have not. Even the Foo Fighters were on it one day. I didn't even see the show.
Mm. All right, let me go ahead and play it.
Since the start of this year, over 400 anti... over 400 anti-LGBTQ bills have been introduced across the country, many of which directly target trans youth. Here to talk about it is someone with their own introduction.
Introducing SNL's first non-binary cast member, Miss Molly Darney.
Mr. J.
Molly, what is all this?
Well, as you know, I've been wanting to come to Update and talk about trans people, but I have for a much longer time than that wanted to fly down from the ceiling.
And did it live up to your expectations?
Yeah, but I'm not going to lie, this harness is pretty tight and my groin area is beef. I've been hung up on my genitals for far too long, and I'm starting to feel like a frickin' Republican lawmaker. Hello!
That's an awesome transition. So as of this week, there are now over 14 states that have passed bills restricting health care for trans kids.
Listen to that, Michael.
Yeah.
Restricting health care for kids. For some reason, there's something about the word trans that makes people forget the word kids. If you don't care about trans kids' lives, it means you don't care about frickin' kids' lives.
Wow.
There you go.
I can tell you're really upset about that.
I am. And also, my legs are going numb and I might pass out.
Oh, Molly, how long were you hanging up there?
Longer than I would have liked.
I tried to call down, but no one could hear me. You know, at one point, I heard a crew guy say, "Is she going to die up there?" And then another guy was like, "You mean, are they going to die up there?" And then they both walked away and didn't help. Which feels a lot like how trans people are being treated right now. But don't worry, we have a code word for emergencies, and it was trans rights. Oh, my gosh! Good golly! Oh, that was the code for confetti! My bad, bud.
That was so loud.
Well, yeah, people need to wake up. We are making trans kids grow up too fast. We should be keeping them safe, and we need to lift them up. Oh, not me, them. I mean the kids. Yay, they got my pronouns right. Let's go. Oh, wait a minute before I go. I want to talk to you. What's happening, kids, is wrong, and you don't need to be scared. Our job is to protect you, and your job is to focus on being a kid. It's kind of like me flying in the SNL sky. There's a bunch of dudes asking you about your crotch and controlling when and where you're allowed to pee. But if you just hang on, you'll look up and realize, you're flying, kid. Hey. Hey, Mr. J, am I still in the frame?
I mean, your feet are.
Trans rock!
When we get up there, I'm Michael Shay.
I'm Colin Jones. Good night.
I don't know what part of that was supposed to be funny.
There's nothing funny about it. It was just them pushing their propaganda. That's all it was. That's all it is. That's all it was. They say they're throwing children. Hey, listen, Hitler, you know, wanted to protect the children. So, you know, some of the Democrats want to protect the children. Like, you know, there's just some other thing going on that they're, you know, doing this for that reason. You know, it's for some diabolical, you know, something that's crazy that's about to happen. That's why they're doing all this. They could give a crap about those kids.
So, Amanda, was there anything funny in that at all?
No. In fact, while I was listening, I looked it up online to see what I was supposed to be assuming from this, and it's just as stupid to read it. It's not funny, even a little bit. I don't understand why they thought that was going to be something that's worthy of a Saturday Night Live skit, but whatever. I'm like you. I don't watch it. Haven't watched it in absolutely years. Even if there's a cool band on there, I'm like you, Vito. I don't care who's on there.
I did not see it when the Foo Fighters were on the show.
Right, I'm with you on that. Even if they had a cool band on there, I wouldn't be watching it because they haven't been funny in years, but now they're just absolutely horrendous.
It's like Jimmy Kimmel. Have you seen Jimmy Kimmel when he used to be part of the Man Show?
No, I only know him from
his show. Oh, you've got to watch it. That was him and Adam Carolla, they were hysterical. I mean, they were bashing everything. And now all of a sudden, Jimmy Kimmel became like this politically correct woke idiot.
Yeah, he became a puppet.
Yeah. Nothing more, Proof. Nothing more. Nothing more.
But what I'm trying to understand here is they're trying to say that trans kids have no medical insurance. So I'm sure if somebody transitioned, regardless of age, like you had a 7-year-old that broke his arm, I'm sure no hospital is going to say, "We're not accepting your insurance."
Exactly.
Exactly. But yeah, the states decided they're not paying to transition 2 year olds, so therefore the liberals have to call them out.
They try shaming, Bruce. That's all. I laugh at that. I laugh at them when they try shaming. That's like when I was having issues with my goddaughter, and then my wife's cousin's son, who's just a total psycho lefty, was calling me racist, and I would just call him, his name is Anthony Salvatore. Okay, Anthony Salvatore. Then his mother jumped in to defend him. He's a grown man. And she goes, and she turns around and says, people in your family don't even want to talk to you. I said, really? I said, hold on a second. I make believe I'm fumbling through papers. I'm just looking at my mortgage payment, and guess who makes the mortgage payment? Me. So I really don't give a shit what people think about me. And every time she tries doing something, and I go, I just looked at my electric bill. I pay that too. I'm like, get away from me, They try shaming people, and they just it does not work. It doesn't work. It never will work.
No,
it never will.
I'm just not like that one rapper from 20 years ago that was a one hit wonder. His name was Bone Crusher. He had a song called "I Ain't Never Scared."
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't get scared. Somebody wants to laugh at me in front of my face. I've had that happen since grade school. It's not a big deal. Go stand in line.
Yeah. And if an adult has to feel the need to laugh at you, you know what? They're assholes. And that's it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more to say about them, too. That's what they are, assholes.
I'm 50 years old. Do you think I care right now about being popular?
No. All I care now is about, but I do care about being right, though. And I know
that
I'm
right. Goes without saying.
I know I'm right. They try to cancel you. Listen, Amanda, don't take this the wrong way, okay? But if a woman tried to talk to me about getting an abortion or why they should be able to get an abortion, especially the young kids. I'm specifically going with the young kids. There is nothing you can tell me about life as a 20-something-year-old. You're going to tell the 60-year-old man that because you're a woman, you know all about this and all about that. But what? Because you went to some stupid college? Get out of here. I felt like Santa. By the time I was your age, I had already shot a couple of people. So what's the big deal? What do you know about life? I didn't kill nobody. Mm-hmm. So it's all bullshit. It's all BS, poof. It's all S.
I agree.
They try to shame you, and I really laugh at that. I laugh at that. I laugh at that wholehearted. and I keep my mouth shut. Listen, since I got older, I learned now to keep my mouth shut more. But I know when to speak now, and when to stay silent. Even my wife says that when you don't talk, that's when it scares me, because you're thinking. It shows that you're thinking, and I don't know what you're thinking. Not that there's going to be anything violent, but, nothing like that. But I'm a have-fun type of person. So, when she sees me silent, she's like, there's something wrong here.
Yeah, when it comes to stuff like that, I believe exactly what the wiretap says. When a problem comes around, you must zip it good.
Yeah, yep. Keep your mouth shut. Like I said, when I was having my high school was having issues with money, and they were trying to get money from alum,
you know, and I always said that the people, you know, some of the people that ran that school were crooks. And then it turns out that, yeah, they stole money. And, you know, they were trying to get people to still donate. And I created this person on Facebook, this alter ego. It was called the Dark Falcon, and I was just destroying them. And I had a teacher who I was very close with who was 100% behind me, telling me, that, yeah, keep it up. They don't know what's hitting them. As long as, you know, that nobody else knows who you are, you keep your mouth shut. You know, it's like I said, we have in the police department. You know, if the only way two people could keep a secret is if one of them is dead, and that's it. And that's the truth. Anyways, let me run. I'm going to listen to you on the radio.
All right, sounds good. Thank you for calling
if
in.
Anything, yeah, man, if anything else comes up, I'll call later. But thanks again for putting me on, Poof.
Okay, I don't think anything else is going to come up tonight.
Okay. You got it, man. Good night.
All right. All right, so your turn, I guess, Amanda, if you have anything.
Well, do I have anything? Let's see. Now, I was interested to hear more about what was happening with the Hunter Biden thing that Vito had mentioned. I hadn't heard any of what was going on with that lately, so I don't... I hadn't
no,
heard
it's like
that.
No, there are two parallel universes. You have one side that of course, believes that he should be arrested for his crimes, and the other side is like, what crimes? He's the salt of the earth.
Right.
It's a complete parallel universe.
Right. Yeah, it's all... those things fall in that same category for me as the ultimate distraction, the things that keep people looking in the wrong direction so that we're not seeing what's happening behind the scenes. And I keep waiting to hear or see anything around this whole CBDC and digital currency and getting, well, mostly United States, but of course the whole world onto this program. And I'm looking for their, of course, they have to give us little clues of what's going to happen. So I'm keeping my eyes out for that. Have you seen or heard anything recently about their next steps with that?
I do know that India has transitioned and it's become a nightmare over there. I think personally that in July when they push FedNow, not enough people are going to be interested, so they'll have to create an event, a.k.a. a false flag. This way they can get more people on it. That's the way it's going to work. That's how the TSA naked body scanner worked.
Yeah, good point.
And
yeah,
some of us called it before they started implementing.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. I'm not in favor of any of that, not even a little bit. So this is where my concern is, what are they going to do? Like you had mentioned, there's going to be a false flag. What are they going to do? Because we've already seen horrible things like train derailments and you name it. So I'm curious what the next step will be.
They'll shut the money down and blame Republicans for breaking into the banking system and stealing money from the 1% or something.
Yeah, that very well could be. That wouldn't surprise me. And you probably saw the gang of people beating up a woman in Chicago. Did you happen to see anything with that? And
yeah,
I had just learned about
that. The new mayor... The new person that's supposed to be sworn in as mayor said it was a mostly peaceful protest and he was proud.
Oh, really? That's nice to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, just learned of it before I came on, so I was hopeful we could talk about that because I haven't looked anything up, but it sounds like it's another so they're defending the people who were attacking an innocent person. So, got it.
Yes.
Well, I think that is a good representation of what's happening, and perhaps that's where we'll be seeing more of that push, because things are collapsing in different areas. Like they're saying Chicago's quite dangerous. There are Walmarts shutting down around the country because of the high rate of theft and people just walking in and taking what they want and nobody can stop them. And so the only way around that is to shut these things down and put everything online. So you have to shop online for everything. And that's what seems like it's happening right now.
By the way, I'm going to take a little bit here, and I'm uploading today's Tucker Carlson, so we're going to take a listen to that. Did you get a chance to catch the Elon Musk over the last couple of days? Probably not, but I figured I'd ask.
No. Nope. I can't wait till Wednesdays because I know that you're going to fill me in. I was telling my husband that earlier. I'm like, I just mostly if I don't know what's happening, I know on Wednesdays I'm going to be filled in.
Okay. By the way, I never did hear how your son, did he end up going to that concert?
Yes, he did. And he texted me around, I want to say it was probably about 11 p.m. and said, I'm not going to bug anybody. It's late. So he ended up getting a hotel.
All right.
And he didn't get in there till like 1. But thank you so much for offering. That was very kind of you.
I stayed up till 10 just in case.
Oh, you're so nice. He actually knows the band pretty well, and so he hung out afterwards to talk to them and catch up. So he stayed longer than even the concert did. So he definitely was out late. But thank you.
Oh, that's all right. You're welcome.
He loved it, so it was great.
So I saw that Glenn Beck is going to be doing some kind of tour through St. George. I was debating on going if I can make the time work out.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that. You know more about what's happening in my area than I do. I hadn't heard that.
It's more like a museum of stuff that's touring.
Mm.
A bunch of interesting stuff.
Cool. Okay, yeah.
So,
I know he likes it here. I know he talks about wanting to come back and often, so it sounds like that's his plan.
I don't think he lived in St. George before, did he?
I don't think so. He just likes it here. Yeah, I don't think he's ever lived here. Not that I'm aware of. I'm pretty sure he's still in Texas, if I remember right.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I wasn't here when he was in town last for there was a whole celebration and program, and he was here and I was not. So I didn't have a chance to go to it, but I'm pretty sure he draws a big crowd, at least in my area he does.
He's not my favorite guy in the world, but he's okay. I don't mind him.
Yeah. He definitely is more popular around here, I think.
All right. Well, the clip is up, so I'm going to go ahead and let it happen.
Great.
All right, so we'll be back.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Sometimes you wonder just how filthy and dishonest our news media are. You'll be in the shower and you'll think, they're bad, but how bad are they? Well, here's one measure of their badness. You can try this at home. Ask yourself, is any news organization you know of so corrupt that it's willing to hurt you on behalf of its biggest advertisers? Anyone who do that is obviously Pablo Escobar-level corrupt and should not be trusted. What would that look like, that level of corruption? Well, imagine that the Trump administration had made it mandatory for American citizens to buy MyPillow. That's one of Fox News' biggest advertisers. Imagine the administration declared that if you didn't rush out and buy at least one MyPillow, and then at least another booster pillow, you would not be allowed to eat out. You couldn't re-enter your own country. You couldn't have a paying job. MyPillow, they told you with a straight face, was the very linchpin of our country's public health system. Now imagine if they told you that Fox, as a news organization, endorsed it, amplified the government's message. Imagine if Fox News attacked anyone who refused to buy MyPillow as an ally of Russia, as an enemy of science. And then imagine that Fox kept up those libelous attacks even as evidence mounted that MyPillow caused heart attacks, fertility problems, and death. If Fox News did that, what would you think of Fox News? Would you trust us? Of course you wouldn't. You would know that we were liars. Thank heaven Fox News never did anything like that, but the other channels did. The other channels took hundreds of millions of dollars from big pharma companies, and then they shilled for their sketchy products on the air. And as they did that, they maligned anyone who was skeptical of those products. At the very least, this was a moral crime. It was disgusting, but it was universal. It happened across the American news media. They all did it. So at this point, the question isn't who in public life is corrupt, too many to count. The question is, who is telling the truth? There are not many of those. One of them is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Robert Kennedy knew early that the COVID vaccines were both ineffective and potentially dangerous, and he said so in public to the extent he was allowed. Science has since proven Robert F. Kennedy Jr. right, unequivocally right. But Kennedy was not rewarded for this. He was vilified. He was censored because he dared to criticize their advertisers. The news media called Bobby Kennedy a Nazi, and then they attacked his family. But he kept doing it. He was not intimidated, and we were glad he wasn't. This is one of those moments when it's nice to have a truth teller around. It's helpful because suddenly the stakes are very high. Considering what's happening in Ukraine, a topic most of us don't know much about because the details are not reported. It was a year ago that every media outlet in the United States, from USA Today to the New York Times, told you it was a dangerous conspiracy theory to believe the U.S. government had ever funded secret biolabs in Ukraine. The idea was ridiculous. In fact, it was Russian disinformation. And then one day, in sworn testimony, Toria Nuland of the State Department accidentally admitted that it was true. Yes, she said, there are many secret biolabs in Ukraine. And, quote, we are now, in fact, quite concerned that Russian troops, Russian forces, may be seeking to gain control of them. Wait a second, you may be wondering. Why does the U.S. government maintain secret biolabs in a primitive country like Ukraine? Why not Austria? Why Ukraine? And why didn't we dismantle and remove these secret biolabs when the war with Russia started? Nobody ever explained that. This show was attacked for asking the question. Now we have learned that actually it is far worse than just biolabs. Not only has the Biden administration been maintaining these labs in Ukraine in the middle of a war, it also has, quote, sensitive nuclear technology in Ukraine as well. And no, we're not making that up. They admitted it today. Why?
While Ukrainian staff are still operating the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, it does fall under the control of Russian armed forces and is currently being managed by Russia's state-owned nuclear energy firm, Rosatom. So this is a significant concern. And essentially, in this letter that has been reviewed by CNN, sent by the U.S. Department of Energy to Rosatom, the U.S. government has essentially warned Moscow not to touch the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant because of the sensitive American nuclear technology at the plant.
So many questions here, but we'll begin with the biggest one. What exactly is, quote, sensitive American nuclear technology? Sensitive American nuclear technology? Probably not to produce energy. No one in the media is going to ask that question. But if it's in the middle of Ukraine, in the middle of a war, it stands to reason this sensitive American nuclear technology has military applications. In other words, these are nuclear weapons. What else could they be? We'll stop speculating there. But take three steps back. This is all so crazy and so reckless, it is hard to believe it's happening. Here you have a Democratic president gone completely off the rails, completely, with existentially dangerous consequences, prosecuting a war that can only hurt the United States, a war with no upside. It is awful to watch. But it is not without precedent. Something similar happened 55 years ago in 1968, another remarkably turbulent and ugly year in American history that has many parallels to this. That spring, March of 1968, Robert F. Kennedy Sr., the former attorney general, the brother to the slain president, announced his candidacy against the incumbent, fellow Democrat Lyndon Johnson. And the overriding issue then, as now, was a pointless war then in progress. This is from Robert Kennedy Sr.'s announcement.
I am announcing today my candidacy for the presidency of the country and around the rest of the world. I run for the presidency because I want the Democratic Party and the United States of America to stand for hope instead of despair, for reconciliation of men instead of the growing risk of world war.
To be clear, Robert F. Kennedy was not against all war on principle. He was against that war because he believed, with a lot of evidence, that it was not helping the United States in any way. But you weren't allowed to say that. He did. Party bosses hated him for that, but rank-and-file Democrats loved him. They put pictures of his face in their homes like icons. In the end, they named a football stadium after him in Washington. That was more than half a century ago. He was, of course, murdered in June of that year. But now Kennedy's son is embarking on a similar challenge to his own party and for similar reasons. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced today that he is running for president in the primary against Joe Biden. Here's part of what he said.
We were told initially that the objective was humanitarian. Many of the steps that we've taken in the Ukraine have seemed to indicate that our interest is in prolonging the war rather than shortening it. So if those are our objectives, to have regime change and exhaust the Russians, that is completely antithetical to a humanitarian mission. If it's...
That is supposed to be the face of extremism, but that's not extreme. It's rational and calm and well-deliberated. Bobby Kennedy himself is not extreme. He is deeply insightful. And above all, he is honest, no matter what you think of the substance of what he says. Here, for example, is his recent analysis of the Biden administration's foreign policy. Big picture, quote, "The collapse of U.S. influence over Saudi Arabia and the kingdom's new alliances with China and Iran are painful emblems of the abject failure of the neocon strategy of maintaining U.S. global hegemony with aggressive projections of military power. China has displaced the American empire by deftly projecting instead economic power. Over the past decade, our country has spent trillions bombing roads, ports, bridges, and airports. China has spent the equivalent building the same across the developing world. The Ukraine war is the final collapse of the neocon short-lived American century," end quote. Now, you may agree with that analysis, maybe you don't. Either way, if you're an honest person, you understand this is exactly the moment in our history when we need serious adult conversations about the world around us, a world that is changing to our detriment, and how we ought to respond to those changes. Bobby Kennedy would love to have those conversations. He's not running to get rich. He's running to make things better, but he's not allowed to have those conversations. He's been censored. Other media won't even talk to him. He criticized their advertisers. Here was the reaction on television today.
The anti-vaccine activist, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has filed paperwork to run for president as a Democrat in 2024.
You see it on Fox News. You see it from Joe Rogan. You hear it from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. There are a lot of dangerous people out there who are not accepting the fact that these vaccines protect people from dying from COVID.
I've written for years about Robert Kennedy and other liberals who are absurd in their anti-vaccine, anti-science activities.
People like the Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s, the people with big platforms that are using them to be anti-mask and anti-vax.
He's extreme. He's dangerous, said one. Notice not there, not anywhere, is a point-by-point rebuttal of his actual point. They never engage him on the facts. They can't. They would lose. Instead, they impugn his character. Now, that man they call dangerous is Joe Biden's leading primary opponent, and their view remains the same. Shut up. You're not allowed to talk. We disagree with that. We're not Democrats, but Bobby Kennedy is one of the most remarkable people we have ever met, and we are honored to have him on our show tonight. He joins us now. Bobby, thanks so much for coming on. So you are, of course, being dismissed as a vaccine nut, but watching your announcement today, it wasn't about pharma even so much as it was about America's place in the world and what do we do about it. If you wouldn't mind summarizing for our viewers where you think we are and what you think we ought to do.
Well, I gave a long speech, Tucker, and thank you again for having me on.
Of course.
And for that very kind of an introduction. You know, I think that the general theme of my speech was this corrupt merger of state and corporate power, which is turning our country into a corporate kleptocracy, into a system of socialism for the rich, and this kind of a cushy socialism for the rich, and this kind of brutal, merciless capitalism for the poor. It keeps us in a state of war. It bails out banks at the same time that last month, the United States government told 30 million people it was cutting their food stamp checks by 90%. It took 15 million people off of Medicare. The same month, it gave $300 million to the Silicon Valley Bank and tapped up the cost of the Ukraine war to $113 billion. We're sending $113 billion to the Ukraine. The entire budget of EPA is $12 billion. The budget of CDC is $11 billion. We have 57% of American citizens could not put their hands on $1,000 if they have an emergency. A quarter of our citizens are hungry. So we're cutting welfare and food stamps by 90%. And we're paying, and we're bailing out the bankers. We're paying for a war that we can't afford. And the way that we do this is by printing money. We've printed 10 centuries of money in the last 14 years, and that caused the inflation, which raises food by which is a tax on the poor. So, we've raised food prices for basic foods like chicken, dairy, and milk by 76% in the last 2 years. And now we're cutting people's food stamps and bailing out banks the same month. It doesn't make any sense. And we need to get rid of this kind of corporate control of our government. It comes from our democracy is devolving into kind of a corporate plutocracy.
I would think that what you just said, and I'll just be honest, I agree with most of it, but even if I didn't, I would think, boy, that's a really interesting thing to say. You have a coherent worldview. You've written a lot of books on these topics. You've clearly thought about it. You're not in it for the money. So don't these issues deserve a wide hearing before the public entering a presidential year? It seems to me that they do.
I would think they would, and particularly the issues of war. And, my son went over and fought the Ukraine, as I said today. I think the major doyens, sort of diplomatic, the most respected diplomatic gurus like Henry Kissinger and Jack Matlock and Larry Wilkinson have all said the Ukraine war is a huge problem for our country because it, from a geopolitical standpoint, is driving the Russians close to the Chinese, which is the worst thing for us. But we're there for the right reasons because we have tremendous compassion for the Ukrainian people and the illegal invasion, the brutality, and also their valor and their courage. My own son was serving over there. He joined a special forces unit as a machine gunner. He fought in the Kharkiv offensive. Americans care about the underdog. They care about that kind of suffering. But the question is, why are we in the Ukraine? Because Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, said that we're there to exhaust the Russians. President Biden has said that we're there to deplatform, to depose Vladimir Putin. And if that's why we're there, and we're killing a lot of Ukrainians as pawns in a proxy war between two great powers. Here's one last thing I would say. Nobody talks about this. There's 14,000 Ukrainian civilians who have died, but 300,000 troops. The Russians are killing Ukrainians at a 7-to-1 to 8-to-1 ratio. They cannot sustain this. What we're being told about this war is just not true.
No, it's not true. And I would hope, despite the fact you criticize their advertisers, other media outlets would have enough respect for our country and for its voters to give what you said a hearing, because I think it's really important. And we're, again, grateful that you came on our show tonight. You're always welcome. Bobby Kennedy Jr., thank you.
Thank you very much, Tucker.
So we're in season 3 of our documentary series, Tucker Carlson Originals. We're taking a look at some of the issues we think don't get enough coverage. One of them is the coming insect on your dinner plate. Let them eat bugs. Turns out there really is a kind of plan to make you eat bugs. Bill Gates, the World Economic Forum, all the famous people would like to change the world's diet. So replace the ribeye with cockroaches and cicadas because global warming. But is this safe? Well, we talked to an insect chef, very nice guy, by the way, and here's what he had to say about the safety of bug eating.
Ready?
Yeah.
Chef Yoon, the number that we usually hear for insect eating in the planet is two billion.
2 billion.
2 billion people. But we've heard estimates in our interviews of it's more like 100 million. So what will happen if we suddenly expand this to almost the entire human race in terms of unexpected health risks?
Well, we're using the best practices that we know for food. Things like food safety and handling practices. In an abundance of caution, we would say if you have a sensitivity towards arthropods like shellfish, then you may also have a sensitivity to edible insects because of the chitin, the protein that's found in these, that's shared in these animals.
But what about the guts? I mean, when we fillet a fish, we take out the guts, and that's where a lot of infections are. I mean,
yeah.
Parasites or the bacteria are in the gut.
Yeah. Insects have a much smaller gastrointestinal tract, and so it's very easy to purge them. And so a lot of the farms that I know, they purge the guts of the insects. And generally speaking, if we're to talk like on specifically farmed or harvested for human consumption, the risk of pathogens is safe. And so we're doing the best that we can right now with the limited resources that we have in the fledgling industry.
According to researchers, edible insects constitute a, quote, underestimated reservoir of human and animal parasites. One 2019 study looked at 300 household farms and pet stores. It found parasites harmful to human beings in 30% of them. The insects, it should be noted, were not intended for human consumption. There's a difference. But they're still bugs, the same bugs they'd like you to eat.
That episode, Let Them Eat Bugs, is now on Fox Nation. You can use the promo code ORIGINALS and get 30 days for free. So it's been nearly 4 years since Jeffrey Epstein died. They told us he killed himself. Really, he didn't. The government says it's still investigating his death. Really? After 4 years, how's the investigation going? We called over to the Department of Justice today for an update, which we will bring you in just a moment. Plus, the pizza delivery driver is being praised for a heroic act caught on video. We're going to put him on video after the break. He joins us.
That's a high-speed chase. That's a high-speed chase.
It's approaching 4 years since Jeffrey Epstein died in detention in New York City. It's very obvious he was killed. The more you look at the details, and we have, the more clear it is that somebody got inside the most secure federal lockup in our most populated city and murdered Jeffrey Epstein. But who? Well, the Department of Justice is in charge of finding out who, of course, and they say they have had an investigation for almost 4 years. So periodically we reach out to DOJ and ask, how's the Epstein investigation going? We called today again. They told us they'd complete and publish their report soon. We also thought it would be worth reaching out to the NYPD. We wanted to know what was said in any 911 calls from the federal lockup in New York on the day that Epstein was found dead. The NYPD has just turned over one of those calls to us, and it reveals the truth. Here it is. Oh, just kidding. We can't play that 911 call for you because it's been deleted. Really? Just like the videotape. Why? Because we are, quote, well past the 12-month retention period. So it looks like the NYPD deleted the recordings of 911 calls from the jail. So we thought, well, how about the FBI? We called over to the FBI to say, do you have any 911 recordings from the jail, from the federal lockup? And we got no response. No one seems interested in them, but we're interested. Tyler Morrell is a pizza delivery man for Coco's Pizza in Afton in Pennsylvania. He was making a delivery recently when he noticed the high-speed chase unfolding right behind him. That's when he stepped in to help officers make an arrest. Watch. Tyler Burrell, our employee of the month, joins us tonight. Tyler, thanks so much for coming on. As a former pizza delivery guy myself, I never was called upon to do anything like that. I don't think I ever could have responded as quickly as you did. How did you, were you a former soccer player? Like, what was going through your head? How did you do that so fast?
No, so I was a former lacrosse goalie, which I am attributing that quick thinking to my quick reflexes in the cage. So
I'm so impressed. What, I'm sorry, I skipped ahead. What was going on behind you? Do you have any idea?
Right when I got to the door, I could hear the sound of sirens, and then right after that, you hear the loud screech. You hear the car hit the curb, almost flip over into a house, and at that moment, I knew I was in the middle of something.
Did you ever find out what exactly it was?
They stole that car.
Oh.
So it was, they stole the car. There was a couple other charges that were listed there as well.
Now, what was so striking and so cool, and the reason we were so happy to make you Employee of the Month, is that you see these videos all the time, and a crime will occur, and there'll be some guy doing his job, delivering pizza, and 99% of the time, the guy says to himself, you can almost see it, I'm not getting involved. Like, this got nothing to do with me. But you did not say that. Why?
It just felt natural to me. I just was raised to do the right thing, that felt like the right thing. I didn't want anything to happen. I didn't want any sort of incident to happen. I didn't want, just with the things that go on in this country, I just didn't want anybody to be hurt in this situation. I think I may have been the most hurt in this situation. But I was happy to take the injury for helping out the Brookhaven Police Department.
What was your injury?
So I have a very bad bone bruise on my leg because of that. I did not intend to catch him in the middle of my leg. I caught him. I tried to catch his foot just to make him trip a little bit, and so the Brookhaven Police Department could wrangle him up.
I got to ask, so this guy, you don't know exactly what's going on, but you know something serious has happened, a felony, and this guy's running right towards you, and when you have to decide whether to trip or not, did you ever think, like, what if I don't trip him and he comes and shoots me? Were you worried at all?
Yeah, so my biggest concern, I saw him reaching. You could see him reaching when he was passing that one car, and it looked like he was trying to throw drugs out of his pocket, so the pocket didn't seem big enough to have a gun. So I kind of knew, even at that point, I would have just tackled him. I would have gone for it.
You're the best. Last obvious question. Did you deliver the pies in the end?
Yes. Pies were delivered unscathed and eaten on video.
Ridiculous. Man, if I lived, I'd order three of them tonight. Sausage and pineapple.
I'd love to deliver them to you.
Bless you for coming on and for what you did. Tell them Morrell, thank you.
Thank you so much.
So a couple of years ago when the whole trans cult started, when the lunacy started getting really, really crazy, we said almost jokingly, Will we get to a place where men are put into women's prisons? It'll never happen. Well, it's happening all over the country. Of course it is. And what happens next? Well, we've got a report on that. Recently, Scotland passed a law making everyone in the country God with power over biology. It's called the Gender Recognition Law, and it acknowledges that every person in Scotland has magical powers that can change their own sex at will. So a rapist called Isla Bryson naturally took advantage of that. After arrested, he said he wanted to be in a women's prison because now he's a woman, because he's magic. So Scotland is now ending its policy of letting men serve time in women's prisons. But in this country, we are more backward and insane even than Scotland. So we're doing this. Still, last year, a character called Demetrius Minor, who's convicted of murdering his foster father, went to a women's prison in New Jersey where he promptly impregnated two female inmates. He was there because, of course, he said, I'm a woman. So black protesters are calling for an end to this grotesque insanity. Activists with the group Get Men Out held a protest at the state capitol in Trenton on Friday, and of course Antifa showed up to threaten them. Watch. Jennifer Thomas was one of the protesters getting hassled by Antifa. She joins us tonight. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on. So you're taking the most unfashionable possible position. You're taking a position contrary to what the White House, the entire news media, and, of course, Antifa want you to say. Why are you doing this?
Well, welcome. Thank you for having me on your show.
Of course.
I am honored to be here. I respect everything that you're doing for women and children. Bringing this issue forward. And this is, almost a minor protest with the Antifa. They were maybe 10 of them. Usually there's about 50. So they come every time we have a free speech event for women because they want to silence us on, not just men being housed with women in prison, but on all the issues that cover gender. So, like the transgender surgeries that they're giving the kids, the bathroom issues. This group follows me around. You know, I do these speakers' corners, and they follow me around and try to make as much noise so nobody can hear us.
But I wonder how this is all playing with normal non-political people who don't go to protests. I mean, so the U.S. government is encouraging the population to be androgynous and parents to castrate their children. That's so unnatural. Do people in your neighborhood think that's a good idea? I'm just wondering.
Well, no. I think most people are sensible and they understand that human beings can't change sex. I think they've scared people into speaking. I mean, this is the tactic they use with women, is they scare them if we come out on the street. With men, they threaten their jobs, right? And they'll threaten women's jobs too, but, it's mostly, women speaking out about this. So they use intimidation tactics to scare us, and, they're all different. Every speaker's corner free speech event is different, but what is the common denominator is Antifa, which I call zombie Antifa, because they're so drugged out. Half of them haven't even bathed, and they come to, that's who they send to have us, to stop us from speaking, stop women from speaking. And unfortunately, we're women and they're men. So it's effective until we have, until we have good vetted locations where the police will protect us. So even a protest like this is the same work to do, to have 100 people show up versus 10 people show up, because you can never risk going on the street because these, lunatics show up.
Yeah. Well, I think when the rest of us see video like the one we're playing right now, it's pretty clear who the extremists are, and it's not you. Jennifer Thomas, I appreciate your bravery and your coming on tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So That is the message. And some people, bewilderingly, are following that. There has been a huge surge of young people being castrated in the name of transgenderism. Reuters recently reported that in the past few years, 56 minors between the ages of 13 to 17 have undergone genital mutilation in clinics around the country. 776 minors have undergone mastectomies, having their breasts cut off, and more than with hormone treatment, which will, in a lot of cases, sterilize them for life, cause them osteoporosis and other problems. So obviously, this is a very dark moment in our history. A civilized country would not put up with that. Hungary has a Child Protection Act which prevents any of this crap from going on, children from being sexualized. And because it has taken a stand against sexualizing children, Hungary is being sued by over a dozen EU member states. Balázs Orbán is the political director for Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, one of the smartest people who's ever talked about politics, and he joins us tonight. Balázs, thank you so much for coming on. So you are taking an unpopular position that I think will be vindicated by history. You personally will be vindicated by history, but right now it's got to be hard. Why are you sticking to your position in Hungary?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, Doctor, for the nice words, and thank you for having me. Well, actually, the whole story started around 2021 when we in Hungary started to realize that something is coming. It's like a storm which is coming. Woke ideology or LGBTQ propaganda is arriving to Hungary, to schools, through media and through NGOs. And you know, you can imagine how a grassroots normal Hungarian citizen reacted on that. We don't have the word woke in Hungarian. People were asking, what are you talking about? Woke, is that the French magazine or what? But then they started to realize that this is something serious. And when we introduced the Child Protection Bill, which bans transgenderism and the LGBTQ propaganda for minors, then the whole Brazilian bureaucracy and European Union were going against us. Then we decided to turn towards the people, and we organized a national referendum when almost 4 million people said no to gender propaganda and said yes to child protection law. Is compared to the size of America, it would mean almost 130 million supportive votes. But then, as it happens, the empire strikes back, and the Brazilian deep state, it's very similar to the DC one, it started a legal persecution against Hungary, which is backed by many Western European countries. Eastern European countries think differently, but there is an ongoing, really political and legal cold war. But we try to keep the front up.
So it sounds like you're not going to back down.
No, definitely not. And you know, the Hungarian people are behind us. So this is their expectation. This is, you know, my job is not to be popular among the Brazilian elite, but to represent the interests of my people in Brussels. This is why we have no other chance than just to take the battle.
You anticipated my question, amazingly. I was going to ask, does the public support this? So just to be really clear in closing, a democracy is a government that represents the will of its people. You're often called a dictatorship. But this policy reflects what Hungarians want, just to be clear. Is that right?
True. This is what Hungarians want. It's out of question. And if the media, the state, the big powers are against you, your only backing is the support of the people. We are very grateful for that, and we have to serve them.
Yeah. So if Samantha Power doesn't like it, you're a dictatorship, right? I got
yeah,
it.
And
the terms to change.
Yeah. If you are not with us, then you are a dictatorship. This is how this foreign policy looks like. USAID immediately launched a Central European program. She visited our country, and they really are ready to enlighten us.
Yeah, I would keep her out of your country if I were you. Balázs Orbán, coming from one of the last democracies in the West, Hungary, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.
So as we told you earlier in the show, the Biden administration out of nowhere admitted that it has, and we're quoting, sensitive nuclear technology in Ukraine in the middle of a war. Does this even make sense? Are they referring to nuclear weapons? What else could it be, and why is it still...
...وارتداد في اللعبة. فأنا أخواتي بتعب علشان أجيب لكم الحساسية دي, فبتمنى من أي حد هيتفرج على...
Okay, so that was today's Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, quite a few topics he touched on there. It'd be interesting. I'm not sure how I feel about Kennedy running for president right now. I'm a little hesitant to jump on his bandwagon.
But is it a play just to see who, how many Democrats don't want Brandon?
Yeah, I guess that's definitely a possibility. It's it'll be interesting to see what kind of reaction he gets, because those who don't want Brandon may not want to put their support behind Kennedy because of his anti-vaccine status, even though he has been quoted as saying, yeah, I'm totally pro-vaccine. I think that's a great idea. I think people should get fully vaccinated. But now he's the anti-vaxxer. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if the Democrats actually make an educated decision and decide not to follow Brandon and to pick somebody else. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I just feel like I can appreciate Kennedy, but they're not going to let him win.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you're right.
But maybe the plan is to run and be out there, and maybe Kennedy gets a lot of support, and then the media... Well, you know how they rig things, so they can... If Kennedy gets a lot of support, then he could be Trump's vice president, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that could be a good scenario. Yeah, that's a...
I think that's the play.
Mm. Hey, yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens, because... I mean, I don't see DeSantis doing anything. He's not... Obviously not following through on any of that, so he's going to sit this one out, obviously.
Yeah, it sounds like DeSantis' bubble isn't going to happen.
Right. Yeah, that's...
Well, good
yeah,
for him. He decided early.
Yeah, true. True. Yeah,
he would have been better off trying to make friends with Trump and getting himself ready for 4 years from now, and maybe he still can.
Yeah. Yeah, if he'll do it. I don't know. It seems like there's some ego stuff going on, of course. But then, and again, I mean, there definitely have reasons to not believe DeSantis to be 100% transparent either, with his support of certain members of the Bush family and just his comments recently. But I don't know, anything's better than Fetterman. He's such a, I don't even know. I saw a short video of him today and I was like, this is what people are willing to get behind and support, people like Brandon and Better Woman. That's what
yeah,
they're
that's
willing
true.
To support. Yeah. I don't know. And they definitely don't have any kind of good political acumen. They don't have, they aren't a good representative of the people. Betterman especially disconnected. Well, he's just like Brandon. What am I saying? They're the same. There's a theme.
So I don't think Kennedy is the same concept as Bernie Sanders. I don't think he's there to be a plant.
Yeah, he's not a Bernie Sanders. That's true. Yeah, anyway, I would like to have a candidate that actually does what they say and say what they mean and then follow through and do it and actually follow through with things rather than just be a lot of talk and switching things up and flip-flopping around and, you know, pretending to be one way, but actually behind the scenes they're the opposite. Man, there's just no way that's ever going to happen, at least not in politics. You're not going to see that in politics or Hollywood.
Yeah, Trump did enough for me. I would happily vote Trump again.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's a possibility. Sounds like it's going that way. I haven't heard anybody else stepping up in the Republican Party. Have you?
Nobody noteworthy right this second.
Right. Yeah.
And for good reason. Nobody wants to go up against Trump.
Yeah.
Because Mike Pence isn't going to be it.
That's for sure. Yeah. That guy's a joke, too, in his own special way. I'm a little bitter about politics, as you know. It does get to me. It just seems like a bunch of lying crap, but...
But I guess one question, though, so say Trump picks Kennedy as his vice president. Does that show that he's a uniter because he's taking a guy that was a Democrat?
Yeah.
And is a legendary-like name.
Yeah. I guess that's something to think about.
Well, we have Bianchi that wants to say hi, so we're going to scooch over a little bit here. And Bianchi, welcome to the table here.
Always a pleasure to be among such great friends, and happy Patriots Day commemoration.
Thank you, sir.
You know, when I was a kid, and I don't remember which grade, whether it was a fourth, fifth, or sixth, our class, we had a black class, had to learn and recite the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. Ain't that something? They don't do that no more. We had to learn the Declaration of Independence and recite it. And quite a other documents that is pertaining to the freedom and liberty of this country. The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. One of my classmates was Harold Thorne.
I never had to take Constitution class in school.
Well, I'm a little older than you. I remember Harold Thornton, when he got to the part of the poem where it mentioned Almighty God, he put emphasis in it. Standing there in front of the classroom, he laid his head back and said, Almighty God. And, of course, we did it. No, we learned it and learned other things, too. We watched the war. We used to watch John Wayne shoot up a bunch of Indians in the morning and shoot down Japs during the afternoon on Saturday TV. Those were good old days, man. And, you know, I'm going to say something else about this Fox settlement. I kind of wish they had it went on and had the trial with the jury, because for one particular reason, understand they had about 12,000 pieces of evidence that the public would have the opportunity to know about. Because every place else you read, it's declared a conspiracy, even 1,000 mules and other information. But be it as it is, it still may be able to be available. And let's see what they was looking at. After all, they supposed to have the personnel, the talent, and the money to be able to accumulate things that you and I don't. It's going to be interesting.
So I just don't understand why Fox decided to settle without going to court. Because as a news journalist, as a news station, you have the right to do that.
Well, yeah, we would absolutely do. I wonder what's going on in Rupert Murdoch's mind to pull that off. And also, you can't say that Dominion won because they were seeking 1.6.
Why do some people have to
settle?
Yeah, I can't figure that out either.
Well, for one thing, I tell you, you got some states that's getting rid of their machines, which is good, and more should follow suit, should go back to paper ballots, and they should be gotten rid of even on federal elections, which the ballot should be separate from state and local.
But I guess if
because
you think
I
about it all with don't forget that Trump is going to have a court case in Georgia, so maybe I know that Rupert Murdoch does not care for Trump, so maybe it's a way to get Trump arrested or have something happen in Georgia.
Well, you never know in these deviant minds. I really tell you, you don't know. You got some evil minds out there, man. And you got to fight them dirty just like they fight you. You got to fight them dirty like they fight. You know, you seen the incident that went on in Chicago when those black males attacked brutally and savagely the white female?
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier today. Yeah.
Why come no articles describe them for what and who they are? I don't understand.
Well, they probably didn't even want to put that in the newspaper.
Well, if it's the other way around, it's in the newspapers.
Right.
Look at this kid that got this young man that got shot when he went to the wrong house, and the homeowner was terrified. They put it in the papers. Then white homeowner shoots black who mistakenly rung his doorbell. So I get sick and tired of reading these articles, and I'm not making these up. I read the articles, and it's very, very, and unless you know what you're reading, and see, I have not been intimidated by that, but a lot of other people have. They should realize what's going on. You're being bamboozled and used. Clean out of your socks.
I just can't believe that Chicago went from Lori Lightweight to this communist.
Well, you're absolutely right. And he's claiming everything that's going on, blaming it on white supremacy. He says standardized testing is a form of ethnic cleansing. Or should I say, what are the words he used? He didn't use genocide. He used another word. But this man, he's really ignorant. Why would they? I don't understand that. Can't people see through that?
Like I've said before in other shows, it doesn't hurt enough.
And you got major corporations. I'm not talking about domino pieces. Major corporations running from the city that was hiring educated people, they're going to leave too. I don't blame them. I wouldn't live there. And why come the NAACP is not putting out a travel advisory, letting people know you travel through these neighborhoods, you liable to get shot by black thugs? Because they put out a travel advisor for Missouri. They put out a travel advisor for Florida. Said in Missouri, if you travel through Missouri, you liable to get shot by white police officers. Nobody says nothing.
Hmm. Well, that is true.
So proof? You're right, it don't hurt enough. Because whites are not saying it like it is happening to them. And I'm not saying that everything goes, but it does. I mean, it's just totally ridiculous. I was looking at the 2021 FBI crime stats. And it says here that, let me pull this chart up again. For 2021, in the age between 15 and 24, white males have 8.3 murders per 100,000. That's white males between 15 and 24. Black females have 16.9, and black males have 207.4. Even the females, because when you get the stats, they always compare black and white. I never hear them compare about Hispanics, males or females. It's always black and white. You know, it seemed to me that people would look at this and say, what the heck's going on? There's something that needs to be done. It's not your responsibility. It's not your co-host's responsibility. It's the families and it's the parents and families where this stuff, where these kids hail from. It's not my responsibility. I have my own to take care of and make sure they don't fall into these statistics from the perpetrators then. Of course, you can only pray that they don't become a victim. And these age groups, they all up and down the line. From 15, from 5 to 4, black males 4.9. From 5 to 14, white males 0.2. 25 to 34, white male 7.6, black male 119.5 per 100,000. Hell, even 65 and over, when they on walkers and wheelchairs, white males 0.6, black males 3.8 per 100,000. And then don't look at Nashville, where you got people holding hands, still marching, one of the state legislatures, which they did vote down they did pass a bill, whereas you can't be accusing gun manufacturers and bullet manufacturers. But don't these people understand that the state legislature, who is bound by the U.S. Constitution, they just can't haphazardly throw it under the bus? And they got little kids in kindergarten drawing pictures of evil guns. Why come they not learning about the foundation of the country? Why aren't they learning how to recite the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere?
Well, that's because the Democrats want the New World Order. That's why. You're forgetting that.
That's a travesty to be indoctrinating young little kids like this. I guess after they get done with the march, they've got them sitting on the sidewalk with sidewalk chalk, drawing pictures. I guess after that, they would go in the auditorium and be entertained by cross-dressers.
Yeah. I like when they say drag queen story time, but nobody brought a book.
You know why? Because daddy say they can't read. Going into high school,
well, that's,
80% cannot read or level.
Reading isn't important.
Well, yes, but they can't read at level. Coming out of high school, they're graduating from high school, 75% in California, black males can't read. Then on the next morning, you turn it on the news, they're talking about the inequity.
Yes.
Between blacks and whites. Well, God dog it. Don't you know that education has something to do with your equity that you're going to obtain? They want student loan forgiveness. Well, when your child go to college, if they're not able because they weren't prepared, and I don't blame the child. It's the parents and the family. If the child is not able to carry the rigors of college and be able to take on a high-paid and wage major that's in high demand, well, you're not going to come out in 4 years. You're going to take an extra 2 years and maybe even more than that. I heard someone's data said that it's taken 5 years to come out of high school. If you take 6 years, like the average historical black college and university, where you only have five at any given time that have a graduation rate above 50%, not in 4 years, but 6 years, that means what? You're going to pay an extra 50% in your college major, thus by increasing your loan. And being that you weren't prepared, what type of major are you taking? You surely, and I'm not saying all, well, you surely, if you're not prepared, is not going to be able to take the rigors of an engineering degree, a science degree, a STEM degree. It's not going to happen. So you got a mirror in Chicago that says standardized tests is nothing more than a form of ethnic cleansing, or better yet, genocide. And he used a lot of descriptive words like white supremacy in his talk. Sooner or later, that's going to be wore out. Then what?
Well, by then, they're hoping that people go to war with each other so they can come in like Captain Savaho and lay down the law.
Well, I tell you,
that's all this is about.
I think we better wake up. It ain't the woke that's woke. It's the conservatives that's not woke. They don't fight. They take it like a child and let their bottom lip hang out, tears run down their cheek, and urine run down their legs. You got to fight those people's dirty just like they fight you. If not, they're going to have you on the railroad cars, sending you to the ovens, tantamount to the likeness of.
Yeah, but why is it that the average person doesn't understand that? I just don't know.
Because of the systematic education system, for one. Then you got families that you got the, and ain't just black women, white women have given birth to two and three babies from two or three men. How in the heck are you going to raise a son like that? It's just messed up already. And when you listen to these people talk and respond to simple questions, even respond to questions that the answer is within the question, it's a duh, I don't know. It's sad proof, it really is. But then again, there is some glimmer of hope. Heck, when I can go back to a Blog Talk Radio podcast and they let me on, and the guy and the host apologized for cutting me off in the past, He said, I realized what you were saying was right. Please forgive me. So it may be some hope on the horizon. But I tell you, it's a bunch of fools out there. Look at Oregon. 10-year-olds can get, want 10-year-olds to be able to have abortion without parental. And you notice how the age is getting lower and lower. Obama was 12. Now you got this legislator up there in Oregon, 10-year-old. It keeps getting lower and lower and lower. What is happening that you are watching in front of your eyes the development of pedophilia being okay. Having sex with babies.
Well, yeah, it's considered liberal now to not have any. You're Republican if you think that there should be an age restriction on sex.
And why come nobody is crying racism with what's going on with Judge Clarence Thomas?
Because he's Republican, so therefore that doesn't count.
Yeah, if it'd been somebody else, they'd be all up and down. Look what Judge Sullivan done. And the deal that he done, I can't think of the person's name. Look what he done. He's black. Nobody called him a racist. Nobody's calling what's happening to Clarence Thomas as being racist. But anyway, I'm going to let you guys get back to your show.
Okay. All right, well, thank you.
Really appreciate it. Once again, happy Patriots Day.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, you know another thing, too. This day, too, two other things happened. You had Waco, which was carried out by Janet Reno, Democratic Attorney General. I think one of the assistant attorney general was Eric Holder, and I think under him was Mary Garland. And if that there wasn't some evilness, I don't know what to tell you. Hmm. All those families should receive some sort of heavy compensation, such as those that's in the gulag in Washington, D.C. Talk to you later, man. And good night to you, ma'am.
Good night. Good to hear from you.
All right, so what's next here?
I was actually just looking at my students' grades as I was listening. I've got to make sure my grades are submitted for my students, but listening to his comments and finished up the making sure the grades are in. Down to the wire. So have you heard of the term PMA, Private Membership Association?
No.
It's a way of having a business protection, and some hospitals are becoming PMAs, or I should say that hospitals are getting their licenses under the PMA, the Private Membership Association label, so that they don't have to follow the federal guidelines for things like vaccine mandates and that sort of thing. They can also be more open to complementary practitioners, so you can have as many doctors plus as many practitioners that you want. They don't have to be doctors. And there are two that I'm aware of right now in Florida that are catching on. They're getting more people coming in. And so essentially what you're doing is it's like a private hospital where you can go in, choose who you want for your as your doctor, getting diagnoses or treatments or all the things. And so for people like my son who you met, that as he goes into a med school, he can do his residency with a licensed doctor through a PMA, so he is not in a position to worry about constantly fighting vaccine mandates. And so I've been researching this topic specifically for what I'm doing as a practitioner myself, and with my son being my business partner as well, but to give myself protection. So say you've got a nonprofit, you're tax exempt, you're religious, private, all those things can fall under the PMA. Also for-profit, if you're incorporated, public, secular, taxable, all those things, but it gives you the protections of not being so under the scrutiny, or I should say beholden to the government for everything that they say. So yes, there are still standards that you have to meet as far as like practices, but you're not getting kickbacks from the government. You're not getting, say, for example, like with the ventilators, how hospitals were getting paid some exorbitant amount for every ventilator that they use. So a hospital like a PMA would not have that option. You would not be able to apply for and receive those bonuses, which could be a good thing. You can still accept insurances as long as that your doctor is, you know, basically has their license or they have that ability, and your insurance is fine with that. So it is sort of catching on, I should say, as just a legal protection. And so I've been looking into that. You can pay for someone to come look at your organization or your business and help you figure out how, if your business is something that would really benefit from this. And I really do believe that going into this next phase, that could be a great protection for certain hospitals and doctors, for that matter, and whoever else, other health practitioners and those who don't want to be forced to do things that are against their belief system and don't have to fight about it. And so I'm really looking closely. I'm getting into the details with this. It's been a bit of research because it's not as easy. You don't just go to your tax guy or some regular person and say, "Hey, help me set this up." You have to know exactly what to ask for and how to, like when you get your EIN, your employee identification number from the government, you have to know how to file those things. So that's what I've been deep diving in lately. I don't know if I need to go to a seminar, if I need to hire someone to help me with it. I'm going to try and do as much of it as I can by myself.
Well, if you need someone to help you with a nonprofit, I'm kind of established.
Yes, that's true. You are. And I think that's awesome. And when I was thinking about going the route of a farmer's market, I was thinking nonprofit. At this point, I'm focusing on my business, which would be for-profit, and hopefully get that to the point where, if we do get it to the point of what we have in mind, that we can bring on plenty of practitioners in our own clinical setting and be more protected from the prying eyes of the federal government. You still have to meet, like I said, you still are meeting certain standards. Liability is a thing always, no matter where you're at or what field of practice you're in, but it's less likely because your patients know what they're getting into and they're actually coming to a more private environment.
No, that makes sense.
I'm reading through here to see if there's anything I can throw your way with that. This is all just more research. It takes quite a while to figure out all these, especially when it's sort of new. scenario, but I had actually talked to Dr. Madej, Carrie Madej, she has since turned her doctor's license. She has turned that over. She's done with it. She doesn't want to be anywhere near those labels now. She just likes to do the research and speak on what she's learning, but she is the one who told me that.
When did you talk to her?
That's when she spoke at that event in January.
Oh, okay. I thought it was recently.
And yeah. Yeah, no, this was in January. And my son had already left for the night. He had an event to go play for. And so I asked her opinion about him and his situation of not wanting to lie. He doesn't want to lie and pretend like he got any sort of jab, because that just perpetuates the problem. Just adds to these inflated numbers as though all these people are lining up, and he doesn't want to contribute to the lie. And so he's already written himself and had it approved a waiver, an exemption for this shadowing sort of thing he's doing now at the hospital, and they totally accepted it. There was no question asked. They said, yes, looks good enough for us. Come on in. And it's going to be a little more difficult when he hits that stage of doing a residency somewhere. And she said she looked for a PMA hospital to do his residency, because that way he wouldn't have to fight with them about the jab, the gene therapy, as you call it.
That's true.
Yeah. And I think it's a good idea for most any business that is in an alternative scenario, say like with what I do, where it's complementary alternative medicine. I would love to be able to have the option of being in a viewed as a clinic, but not have to, like I said, be beholden to the federal government. And as we know, any time that they've got their finger on anything you're doing, you can plan on having troubles.
All right, I'm looking to see if there's anything else I want to go over tonight.
Okay.
I don't mind staying, but I feel like I've said everything I wanted to say tonight.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good to go as well. If you're good, I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go ahead. That's fine. We're not going to learn anything here in the next 15 minutes, I guess.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you, Amanda. And yeah, we have to work on seeing who we can get on Wednesdays as guests and stuff.
Yeah. You gave me an idea of someone to contact, and I forgot. So I was looking at our message thread, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I said I'd contact. So I'll do that.
Okay. Well, there's others, so maybe if we have time, we can talk over the weekend or something. But anyway, thank you for being here. I'll go ahead and cut it now. Everybody, thank you so much for being here tonight. Without you, we wouldn't have much. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Hoot.